Hi, and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Podcast. We're so excited to have you here. This class was recorded live from one of our intimate, magical, and life-changing retreats that we're offering here year-round. We're also offering our 200-hour yoga teacher training this February, and our early bird special is on until October 31st. So grab your mat, get set, and let's flow. We're gonna start with some singing today. So everyone sit up tall, sit on a block or a cushion. So this week we've been journeying through the chakras a little bit. And today we are going to focus on opening the throat chakra. The throat is the passageway that connects the heart and the mind. So when we open the throat, we can transmute any emotions in our heart into more clarity, into higher seeing. Or if we exist too much in the head, judgment, criticism, then opening the voice, opening the, can help to open the heart as well. So just repeat after me to begin. Satyanarayan.
Satyanarayan.
Waheguru.
Waheguru.
Hari Narayan.
Hari Narayan.
Satyanam.
Satyanam.
So basically like this, you're gonna call and respond. Now this is a mantra from the Kundalini tradition. And it's a mantra that we use to invoke more flow in our lives. It's also a mantra that we use to build our self-esteem and confidence. So that's one of the things I love about mantras. You can use mantras prescriptively depending on what's going on in your life. So we're going to start at call and response.
Satyanarayan, Waheguru, Hari Narayan, Satyanam, you. Satyanarayan, Waheguru, Hari Narayan.
taking a few moments to bathe in the vibration that you created in your inner body with your own voice. Just bring awareness to that point of connection between the heart and the mind. So bringing awareness to the passage that connects and balances these two energy centers or chakras. Just noticing if you're feeling open, or perhaps if you're opening. And I invite you to set an intention for yourself regarding your expression or your creativity or your flow to this chakra, to this throat center. Keeping the spine nice and long. And we'll invite you to just bring your chin to your chest. We're going to begin some gentle neck circles. So slowly bring your ear up to the right ear to the right shoulder. And drawing the chin back into the chest, left ear, left shoulder. Maybe leaning the head back and finding a few beautiful, slow neck circles here. And changing direction, nice, slow movements. You need to stay at any point for an extra breath or so. If you're feeling the tightness there, then please feel welcome. Beautiful. Let's bring the right ear to the right shoulder. Extend the left arm out by the side so you're bending at the heel of the hand. And then you take your right hand to the top ear, your left ear, drawing your head down towards the shoulder, press out through the heel of the hand, just stretching through the neck. Let's take some beautiful breaths here into the side. And with the next inhale, gently release the top hand. Bring your head back to center, feeling the effects, and then slowly dropping your left ear to your left shoulder, your left hand coming to the top ear, and you're pressing the right heel of your hand out. Just enjoying this nice stretch. So you can point your fingers towards the sky, just pressing out through the heel. You got it. Find your breath. Beautiful. With your next inhale, gently release the top hand. And let's hold the elbows now behind the back. So there can be a tendency here to arch the spine forward. Just hug your belly in and then lift your heart. We're going to take both of our elbows all the way over to the right and bring the right shoulder to the right ear. So again, breathing into the neck. And then inhaling back to center and exhale. Let's take the elbows all the way over to the left now. Beautiful. Draw the elbows back to center and release the hands. Interlacing the fingertips. Inhale, take the arms all the way up to the sky. And as you exhale, draw your chin into your chest and your shoulder blades toward each other on the back. You can drop your shoulders down and away from the ears, and then again, just draw your shoulder blades together as you press your fingertips up. As you inhale, lift the head. Take the interlaced fingers behind the head now, and as you lean the head back into the hands, elbows draw toward each other on the back, the gaze is up. So, yes, like you're resting on a pillow. Beautiful. Inhale, head back to center, arms back to the sky. And now as you exhale, we're gonna come into a twist. So release your arms, right arm, left knee, left fingertip behind you. Lengthen your spine, lift and inhale. And then as you exhale, twist from the rib cage. So walk your hands so it's right next to your sit bones, and then coming onto the fingertips, yes, that's gonna help you extend long. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen. Beautiful. Georgie, walk your hands closer. And exhale, twist. So notice if you're leaning back, you want to be center, the heart right over the belly button. Beautiful. Inhale, head and gaze back to center. And exhale, release. Left hand, right knee, right fingertips behind you. As you push your right fingertips into the earth, lengthen the spine, and then as you exhale, twist from the rib cage, spiral the gaze back. Beautiful. Inhale, gently come back to center, release the twist. And slowly begin to walk the hands forward in a forward fold. You can take the flesh out of the sit bones. And for the next few breaths, I just invite you to sway, relax the shoulders. Just begin to open the spine. And gently coming back. Switching the cross of the legs now, flesh away from the sit bone. And again, we'll gently fold forward. Swaying side to side, awakening the hips and the spine. Relax your jaw, find your breath. And then looking up, shifting the weight to the hands, we're gonna roll over onto hands and knees, releasing our block or our cushion. Take your right foot back and just gently pulse in this half plank pose. And then bringing that knee down, lift the left leg behind you, tucking the toes, and pulsing through the back of the heel. Beautiful. Spread your fingers wide, come back to center, and lift both knees so you're in a full plank. Beautiful. Eve, lower your bum so it's below your shoulders. Let's all bring our shoulders right over our wrists. Pull your kneecaps up, soft elbows. Feeling the heat beginning to build in our body, this transformative power. Maybe you're working with the ujjayi breath. Beautiful, guys. Let's melt our hips down to the earth now. Roll our shoulders back and enjoy a cobra. So notice if the shoulders are up by the ears, relax them. Tuck your elbows into the side. Pull the kneecaps up, lengthen the heart open. Some of us might like to lift our feet and reach our head towards our toes. And then exhale, take a child's pose. Your knees can separate and your belly melting between the thighs. Beautiful. We're gonna bring our fingertips right underneath our shoulders now, tarantula arms with our elbows out wide. And then draw your shoulder blades together. There's usually a nice cracking that can come here. And then feel free like a tarantula, so you're right on your fingertips. You're just dancing side to side. So sit on your heels, Sahya. Beautiful, guys. Lift yourself to an upright. And we're gonna come into our first down dog. So stretch your fingers as wide as they go. The heels of the hand parallel to the top of the mat. We come high onto the toes. And then we do our self-adjustment. So we softly bend our knees, pressing our belly to the thighs, maybe bouncing the bum up and down a few times, maybe bending one knee and then the next a few times. This is looking great, everyone. I'm seeing outstretched fingers. Your heels are parallel. Your shoulders are relaxing and your spine is stretching. We're gonna take a downward dog twist. So root down into your right hand, left hand across the body, outside the shin. And as you push into the right hand, lift the armpit and pull the head and gaze through the legs. Find your breath. As you keep pushing that right hand into the earth, lift your armpit up, pull yourself through a little bit deeper. Beautiful, guys. Inhale back to center, press into the left hand, right arm across the body, downward dog twist. Lift that left armpit as you pull the heart through. And then pushing into the left hand, right hand comes back to center. Look up between the fingers. Softly step, walk, or jump to the top of the mat in a halfway lift. Spread your toes, hip distance feet, and exhale, fold. Bend your knees just a little bit. Spread your sit bones out, and then gently shake up and down with the bump. Beautiful. Spread your toes, root down through the four corners, and rounding all the way up. Head comes up last, arms sweep up. Remember your intention for our practice today. And as you exhale, bring your hands into heart. And release. We're going to just gently draw some wrist circles here. And then you can add some head circles as well. So we're kind of flowing with this circular movement, awakening wrists and neck. Beautiful. And then let's come into stillness in Tadasana. Your feet are hip distance. Your knees are soft as you melt the weight down the four corners of your feet. And then from your hips to your ribcage, lifts and lengthens. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. Exhale, melt the heart and fold. Fingertips to the earth, the shin or the thighs. Look up, lengthen the spine, pull the shoulders back. And exhale, fold. We're gonna do it two more times. Inhale, pull the heart forward, shoulders down the back, sit bones spread wide, exhale, fold. Beautiful, inhale, Ardha Uttanasana, lengthen the spine. And exhale, fold, plant the hands, step back to a high push-up. Pull the kneecaps up. Build heat in the body, discipline, fire, transformation. Beautiful. And now we're gonna just melt the hips, come straight into a cobra, roll the shoulders down the back, spread your fingers wide, and really press the thumb and the index finger a lot as you open the heart. Beautiful. And exhale, come back to a child's pose. Bring your fingers up under the shoulders, tarantula elbows, as you draw your shoulder blades together on the back and come into a downward facing dog. Step your feet together. Inhale, sweep your right leg high to the sky. Soft elbows, look between the hands. Keep pressing the hands away from the earth, lengthening from the center of the palm of your hands to the center of the foot. So really lengthen that leg. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale, hug the knee into the heart, shoulders over wrists, and we're gonna come into a crescent lunge. So fingertips on either side of the ankle. Lift the hip, the heart, lift and spread the toes, and arms sweep all the way up. Beautiful. As you exhale, you're going to deepen into the bend, scissoring the hips, right hip back, left hip forward. Beautiful. Firm that back leg a lot, lift the back heel, and then come a little bit deeper into the bend. Beautiful. Relax the shoulders, soften the face. Inhale here, exhale, warrior two. Drop the back foot down, open the arms, butterflying the hips open. The gaze is to the front middle finger. Beautiful, look at your back foot. Make sure that your back foot is turned in 45 degrees. Yes, and make sure the inner arch of your back foot is lifted. Spread your toes. Come a little bit deeper. Notice if your chest is veering forward and just bring your rib cage so it's right over your belly button. Now the action here of our warrior pose is we're pushing down and then we're drawing the energy in and up through our central channel. Come a little bit deeper. Press that knee open towards the back of the room. Lift the heart, activate the fingers. Strong like a warrior. Beautiful, Izzy, make sure the knee is right over top the ankle. Bring your back hand down to the thigh, flip your front palm up, and as you inhale, we're gonna reverse our warrior, taking goddess pose. Now keep deepening into the bend here as you spiral the heart open. Pinky finger turns down, really feeling that stretch through our side body. Come a little bit deeper into the bend. Press down, in, and up through the feet. Gorgeous, guys. Root the feet. Inhale, come all the way up and lengthen the front leg and step your back foot in one or two. Preparing for Trikonasana, triangle pose. So the front foot is facing the front of the room. Inhale, lift the heart. So we're straightening the front leg, reaching along an invisible mirror, an invisible wall, pardon me. And then bring your hand to your thigh, your shin, or to a block. Take your top hand to the sky. Beautiful. So let's actually take the hand now to the back of the head. And as you push your head into your hand, press your hips forward, open your heart. Imagine that you're squeezing between two glass walls. Press down, in, and up through the hands, and then when you're ready to release the fingers to the sky, you're welcome. Find your breath, find steadiness and ease in the pose. If it's too much, you come up. Beautiful. Some of us are gonna take star pose here. We're gonna take the bottom hand alongside the ear, activating through all 10 fingers. This is looking beautiful. Beautiful, guys. We're gonna keep adding onto our warrior sequence. Take your top hand to your hip. Float the back foot in halfway, Ardha Chandrasana. Your right fingertips come onto a block of the earth, and then stacking your hips, your back leg lifts, your hips and your rib cage open to meet, and you're pushing that foot into an invisible wall. Now, some of us are gonna be able to open the hand here. Beautiful, notice if the shoulder is dipping down and really open the armpit. Now, look towards me. Some of us, again, we're gonna float that bottom hand. We're gonna take this one more distance. So bend the top leg.
The hand maybe can reach to the top of the foot, and if it does reach to the top of the foot, kick the foot into the hand to press the hip forward and turn the gaze to your right hand. Ardha Chandra Chapasana, candy cane pose. Beautiful. Gently release that top leg. Maybe you're falling over. Softly bend the knee and come back up with control. Turn both feet parallel. Beautiful, guys. Hands to hips. So your feet are spread wide. Prasarita, Padottanasana. Your feet can come slightly pigeon-toed. Again, you want to lift the inner arches of your feet. Inhale, press the hips forward, open the heart, and then exhale, dive all the way into a forward fold. Keep pressing the edges of your feet as you spread your sit bones open, your elbows moving toward each other on the back. Some of us might like to bend our knees a little bit to help spread our sit bones open a little wider, bouncing up and down. Beautiful, guys. Gently release the hands down to the earth. Turn your left foot to the back of the room now. Come onto the ball of the left foot, and coming into a side lunge, we walk to the inner foot. Our right toes to the sky, our hands inside the knees, and our heart lifted. Option one, hands to the earth. Option two, to the heart. And option three, to the heavens. But only if we can smile and enjoy it. Inhale here, and exhale. Find your way to the ball of your right foot, your left toes to the sky, and again, choose your variation. Hands to the earth, the heart, or the sky. Yes, that's the spirit. Beautiful, guys. Bring your hands to frame the front foot, pivot into a low lunge, and then step back to a high push-up. From here, we're gonna come all the way onto our belly. So we're gonna come into a low push-up and then all the way to the ground. Bend your knees. Reach your hands around to the tops of the ankles and spread your toes. Dhanurasana, bow pose. So as you inhale, you're gonna kick the foot into the hands, lift the heart, draw the knees toward each other, spread the toes, lift the knees, lift the face, lift the corners of your mouth, thank you, as you smile and enjoy. Yes, maybe the breath is rocking you forward and back. Beautiful. Kick the foot into the hands. Lift a little bit higher. Beautiful back bend. And exhale, release. Child's pose. Hands beneath the shoulders. Push back. If you prefer to sit on your heels, of course, you're also welcome. So I promised you guys a yin-yang flow. So we're just gonna keep heating up the body with a few more of these warrior sequences, and then we're gonna bring it down into the long holds. So for now, with the next inhale, I invite you to meet us back in the downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana, taking a few moments to establish your pose in alignment. We're creating the conditions in our body for the energy to flow so that we can keep that heart and the mind open. Soft elbows. Beautiful. Roll your shoulders away from the ears. Stretch your back. Keep noticing that when you do that, your shoulders come up. Beautiful. Step your feet together and lengthen your left leg to the sky. And as you exhale, we'll come into a low lunge. So setting up fingertips, hips, and heart. And then rooting the feet, your arms sweep to the sky, crescent lunge. And as you exhale, we sink into the pose, relaxing the shoulders, really firming that back leg a lot. Lift the back heel and then bend a little bit deeper. Beautiful. Palms of the hands are facing toward each other. The arms are energized. Maybe the face is smiling. Inhale, we open the heart. And exhale, we open the hips and we come into a warrior two. Look at your back foot. Make sure the back foot is turned in and the arch of the foot is lifted. Beautiful. Relax your shoulders. Bring your rib cage so it's just over your belly button. Walk your foot a little bit more forward. Beautiful, guys. So remember, the action here is we're pushing down into the earth, in and up our central channel. Coming a little bit deeper as we open our knee towards the back of the room. Inhale here. Exhale, we reverse our warrior. Backhand to the thigh, top arm sweeps up and over. Keep that front knee bent as you spiral the heart open. Pushing down, in, and up. Pinky finger towards the earth. You all look gorgeous. Does it feel nice? Beautiful. Root the feet. Inhale, come up straight to the front leg. Heel toe the back foot in once or twice. We're preparing Trikonasana. Lift the heart. Inhale. Exhale, reach along that invisible wall. Find your thigh, your shin, a block. Top hand to the top of the head. Leaning back the head into the hand. Press the hips forward like you're squeezing between two panes of glass. And then lengthening that top arm up. Keep rooting the feet. Some of us will take star pose, lifting our bottom hand. Activate both fingertips. Beautiful. Release that bottom hand. Top hand comes to the hip. Ardha Chandrasana. Step the back foot in. Fingertips to the earth or a block. And your right foot gets nice and light. You're pressing out through the four corners. Your hips and your heart are opening square towards me, and your top hand can stretch if you feel balanced. Some of us can even balance that low hand, that bottom grounded left hand. One more pose here. Bend the knee. Ardha Chandra Tapasana. Kick the foot into the hand. Press the hips forward. Maybe you're using a strap here if you like. The gaze is past the left fingertips. And this is a bit of a more advanced pose. So spread your toes. If you're not getting there today, awesome. One day you will. Softly bend the knees. Come all the way back with control. Prasarita Padottanasana. Turn the feet parallel. Slightly pigeon-toed and interlace the hands behind the back. As you inhale, expand your heart to the sky. Press the hips forward. And then as you exhale, pressing the edges of the feet, we fold all the way. The gaze is between the legs. The heels of your hands are coming together and they're waterfalling towards the ocean. Beautiful. Again, maybe you're bending your knees here a little bit, bouncing up and down. Beautiful, guys. Bring your hands down to the earth. Walk your fingers as far forward as you can, pressing the backs of the legs nice and long, sit bones open, feeling the traction of the spine. So lean the weight onto the back of the heels. So look up and check me out. But then press the weight down the back of the heels. Beautiful, guys. Nice traction of the spine and exhale, release. We'll come into Skandasana, our side lunge. So come onto the ball of the right foot. And then as you come into a squat, walk your hands inside the leg, left toes to the sky. And take your variation, hands to the earth, to the heart, or perhaps exploring the heavens. Nice flowing, dancing arms, so free. Beautiful. So keep opening your knee towards the back. Your knee is actually opening wide. You got it. Now some of us are going to ninja over to the second side. Some of us are going to crab walk. Some of us are going to awkwardly just do whatever it takes to get there. And then we're going to, again, find that posture with our hands.
beautiful, guys, and hearing some beautiful ujjayi breath. Plant your hands on either side of the front foot, pivot the back foot into a low lunge, and come to a high plank.
Inhale here, shoulders over the wrists, soft elbows. Exhale, lower all the way down to the ground, preparing Dhanurasana. Oh yeah. Bend the knees, spread the toes, hands to the ankles. And as you inhale, kick the feet into the hands, lift the heart, draw the knees toward each other, the shoulder blades toward each other. And the more you can lift your knees, the deeper will be the back bend. I'm seeing some people rocking forward and back. Draw your knees toward each other and exhale, release. Hands beneath the shoulders, take a child's pose. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose, and as you exhale from the mouth, let out a nice soft sigh, or maybe raspberries with your lips to soften and relax the face. We're gonna add a little pose here, the hair pose. So tucking your head close into your knees, interlace the hands behind the back, lift your hips all the way to the sky, and your bunny ears come all the way up and over. You can experiment coming onto the balls of your toes. You can try to tuck your head in a little bit deeper towards the knees. Maybe you can take your arms a little bit wider. Beautiful, Buzz. Inhale here. Exhale. Let's come back downward facing dog. Step the feet together. Inhale, sweep your left leg up to the sky. Exhale, low lunge. Did we already just do this side? We did this side. We did the left and the right side?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's come to the top of our mat.
Tadasana, ta-da.
It happens. Shake it out. Say it again.
Like yang.
A what?
That's what we did. You said it would be light, right?
Well, I said we're going to do yin yang. Yang yin. Okay, we're going to come into this sequence one more time. And this time we're going to add a few little bits and pieces, including a headstand. So I will guide us through option one, option two, option three, like this. So let's spread our toes wide, soft knees. And then I want you to close your eyes and come back into your intention. What are you dedicating the transformation of this practice towards? You bring your awareness to the heart and to the passageway that connects the heart and the mind. And then from this place, let's inhale, sweep the arms up, and exhale, melt forward. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, plant the hands, step or jump back. Inhale here. Exhale, lower all the way down to the belly. Bend the knees, Dhanurasana. Take hold of the ankles, spread the toes, and inhale, kicking the feet into the hands, draw the knees together. The gaze is up, the knees are up, the face is soft. Okay, beautiful. Keep holding your feet now. We're gonna lower down, and then we're gonna use the force of momentum to roll over onto the right side. So kick your left foot into your hand a little bit more, and that's gonna help you. You got it. Kick the feet into the hand. Keep the toes nice and spread. Beautiful, inhale, come back to center. Now kick the right foot into the right hand and roll over the left. And exhale, kicking the foot into the hand, come back onto the belly. Hands beneath the shoulders, release the feet, take a moment in child's pose. Three breaths. Beautiful. So come sit up on your heels. Hug your belly in. Take your right elbow to the sky. Your left hand pressing the elbow, the arm down the back. Head presses in. Beautiful. So as you take three breaths on this side, and then switch, and you're going to do three breaths on the other side. Beautiful. You can release. Take the heel of your hand to the third eye and the palm down the center of the head. Now where that middle finger lands, that's where you're going to place your head for our headstand. So you can just watch me as I demonstrate our options. So holding my elbows on the earth, interlacing my hands at the tripod, I'm going to open my pinky fingers, I'm going to open my thumbs, lifting my bum, I'm going to bring the crown of my head, that point we just touched, into the cradle of my hands, thumbs on either side of my head. Tucking the toes, I lift the hips into a forearm down dog, and then pushing the forearms into the earth, I strengthen and lengthen my neck. Option one is I walk my feet in, keep pressing the forearms into the earth to strengthen and lengthen my neck. Option two is I bring my feet to the bum and I stay here for five full breaths. I keep pressing my forearms into the earth to lengthen and strengthen my neck. Option three is coming up into a full headstand. Keep pressing the forearms into the earth. When you're ready, you can release your feet back to the earth and come to a child's pose. So wherever you're at, go there. I'm gonna come around. So let's take the elbows and the hands, interlace the hands at the tripod, open the pinky fingers, open the thumb, tuck the head into the cradle of your hand, push the forearms into the earth to strengthen and lengthen, lift your hips and walk your feet in. Stay here for five full breaths before you go up. Yeah, keep pushing your forearms into the earth. That's going to give you more steadiness. Yes. The main thing is that we want to avoid jumping. We want to use our alignment and the structure of our bones stacking to bring us into this pose. Yeah, so push into the forearms and lift the head and neck, and then first up, remember, no jumping. Knees into the chest. Yes, so first you're just gonna hug your knees into your chest and your feet into the back. So you wanna try again. Take a child's pose in between tries. Yeah? Oh, so, yeah, so knees into the chest. There we go. Push into the forearms. Does anyone else want to try that I haven't? Yeah. It's just important to slowly come up with integrity. Beautiful. So press into your forearms. Lift and strengthen your neck. Beautiful. Whoa, just, no, okay, so careful because my face is there. So just keep your knees squeezed into your chest and just your feet. You're doing great. You want to try one more time? Yeah. We're going to take a nice child's pose after this. Beautiful. So tip your hips over your shoulders, knees into your chest, feet into the bum. Yes. So wait, stay there. Whoa. Nice job, guys. When you're ready, take a child's pose. Keep pushing into the forearms to lift the neck. Knees into the chest. We go in stages, we go slowly, and we go compassionately. Take your arms either alongside your body or up into a prayer. And take three nice sighing breaths here. Just notice what that was like to flip yourself upside down. What was it like? Did you enjoy the challenge? Did it trigger you? One of the reasons that we go upside down is just to help us shift perspective, to see things in a new light, and also to bring more energy into these upper chakras. So they call the shoulder stand and the headstand the king and the queen of asanas for a reason. Take a nice deep breath in, let out a nice big sigh. And as you exhale, come into your downward facing dog. We're gonna come into our warrior sequence one last time. So we're gonna enjoy this, finding any embellishments, making this like a dance. So really making this beautiful, beautiful. So let's walk your hands forward much more. Soft elbows, shoulders relaxed. Inhale the right foot to the sky. Exhale, setting up low lunge and then high lunge. Inhale the arms up. Exhale, sink the pose. Inhale, open. Exhale, warrior two. Back foot turns in. So turn your back foot in. Inhale, lift the heart, spread the toes. Exhale, deepen into the lunge. Beautiful, Sakya. Back foot turns in. Inhale here. Exhale, reverse your warrior. Top hand up and over. Turn this foot in towards the top of the mat. Beautiful. Come a little bit deeper. Spiral the heart open. Press into the feet. Inhale all the way up. Straighten the front leg. Heel toe the back foot in. Activate the hands. Inhale. Exhale, Trikonasana, against an imaginary wall. Find your F. Maybe you're floating into a star. Inhale here. Exhale, Ardha Chandrasana, with grace. Maybe that top arm stays lifted. Press the foot. Inhale, expand the heart open. Press through the four corners. Exhale, some of us are going to take candy cane pose, Ardha Chandrachapasana. Kick the foot into the hand, gaze to the earth, toes are nice and spread. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, come all the way back up. Turn both feet in, Prasarita. Interlace the hands or hands to the hip, lengthen the heart. Inhale, pressing the edges of the foot, exhale and fold. Skandasana, hands to the earth. Come onto the ball of the left foot and coming into a low side lunge. Lower your hips, your hands inside the foot, and maybe now you're dancing. Yes, I love it. And then maybe you're even ninjaing to your second side. Beautiful, guys. Bring your hands on either side of the front foot. Come into a high plank. Inhale here. Exhale all the way to the belly, our last Dhanurasana. Bend the knees, reach the hands to the tops of the feet. And as you inhale, push the feet into the hands, lift the heart. Lift a little bit higher this time with the knees. Enjoy. And exhale, release, downward facing dog. Inhale the left leg to the sky. Exhale, come into a low to high lunge. Lift and spread the toes, lift the hips, root the feet. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, sink into the pose. Relax the shoulders. Press that back leg a lot. Inhale here. Exhale, warrior two. Pivot the back foot down. Knees right over the ankle. Beautiful. Bring your rib cage. You already know. Beautiful. Inhale here, exhale, reverse the warrior. Keep the knee bent deeply as you spiral the heart open. Beautiful, root the back foot. Inhale, Trikonasana. Straighten the front leg, heel toe the back foot in. Activate the hands. Beautiful, guys. Inhale here, exhale, Ardha Chandrasana. Half moon pose. Maybe you're taking the top hand up. And now for those of us coming into that more advanced variation, candy cane, Ardha Chandra Tapasana, bend the knee, top hand to the top of the foot, press the hip forward. Beautiful. Inhale here. Exhale. Come back to the earth. Hands to the hip or interlace them behind the back. Lengthen the heart. Inhale. And exhale. Fold forward. You might like to just bring the hands to the earth now. Or else take your peace and love fingers around your big toes. Open your elbows wide. Crown ahead. Pushing towards the earth. Relax all the muscles of the face. We're gonna actually skip our side lunge on this side. As you inhale, lift the heart halfway. Pressing the edges of the foot, take the arms alongside the ears. So we're in a nice half lift. Root the feet, inhale, come all the way up. And exhale, come to Tadasana at the top of your mat. So step the back foot to meet the front. Hands in prayer. Again, let's revisit that intention. Connect to the space between your heart and your mind. As you inhale, reach the arms all the way up, interlace the fingertips, choose a gaze point, and then find a balance. Relax your shoulders. Stretch from the balls of the toes to the hands. And draw your heels in, your toes out. And like you're sliding down a fireman's pole at the center of your being, you'll draw your hands into prayer and slowly lower all the way down. Slide down that pole, coming into Malasana, yogic squat. And you can swish the hips side to side, so shifting the weight from one foot to the next, feeling the opening of the hips. And then gently bringing your hands behind you, come into a butterfly. So graceful. Great work, guys. Bring your feet nice and close. Interlace the hands underneath the toes, lengthen the heart. And then as you exhale, lift from the heart. Exhale, pour your heart forward. Some of us might like to push our elbows into our inner thighs to help them open a little bit deeper. You can reach around to the butt cheeks, taking the flesh away from the sit bones. You can take your arms forward, chin to chest, and let yourself round. So we're gonna slow down the practice and invite the quality of yin in. So if your knees are quite high, then I invite you to bring blocks underneath your knees. So we support ourselves in opening. So one of the main qualities of yin is that we turn our awareness inside by focusing on the breath, closing the eyes, and surrendering to the forces of breath and gravity. So we're letting go of this fiery striving, this focus and the discipline that we've just been cultivating for the first half of this class. And throughout the rest of our class, I'll invite us into a mantra. As you inhale, let. And as you exhale, go. Inhale, let. And exhale, go. Inhale, let. And exhale, go. Relax the muscles of the face. Close your eyes. Notice the sensations that are moving through the body mind right now. And feel welcome to consciously send your breath to create more awareness, more space in the body. Through our practice of these yin poses, we're cultivating stillness in the body. So the element of fire is still present in the mind as we just follow the breath and the mantra. Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Now that we've created a little bit of space in the body mind, inhale, look up, take your feet forward a little bit, and then dive the heart, coming back into our forward fold. Keeping the face nice and soft, the body nice and still. We'll take our last three full breaths here. Slowly help yourself to an upright. Bring your hands behind your back, shifting the weight, straighten the legs. As you shift your weight to the back of the hands, just take a moment to notice the effects of the practice. So both legs are lengthened in front of you. All the way back to an upright. Now let's take our legs in a wide-legged straddle. So come to your edge, come to the place where you can feel sensation but not pain. Release the flesh from your sit bones. So you're right on your sit bones. Take the flesh away from your thigh bones. Come and sit up on a block. Also you. Bring your fingertips forward. Actually, bring your hands onto your waist. You're gonna roll your hips forward. Take the flesh out of the sit bones, so roll forward. Lift your heart, so hands to your waist. Roll the hips forward, but keep the heart nice and lifted. Then your fingertips come to the earth. Keep your toes to the sky, and then slowly, you're gonna find your edge in a forward fold. So maybe you're coming onto the forearms. Maybe you're stacking your fists, or maybe you're bringing blocks underneath your forehead. Maybe the arms are coming all the way forward or holding your feet. Everybody's edge is gonna look different in every pose, and even your own body is gonna feel different from day to day, moment to moment. So once you've found your happy place in the pose, I invite you to close your eyes. So turn the block. Yes, and then maybe let's steal one of Sophie's blocks. No, you say, you say. And that way you can rest your forehead there. So you can let your spine round here, and you can let your body come into stillness. Consciously deepening your breath into the sensation.
And coming back to the mantra.
Inhale, let. Exhale, go. Relaxing all the muscles of the face. Always rest our awareness on the heart space or on the third eye. And we'll take our last three full breaths here. And gently we'll come all the way to an upright, slowly, our hands coming behind the back. As you shift the weight to the heel of the hands, one leg at a time, you can draw down the center. Maybe you're coming all the way onto the forearms. And just witness the effects of the practice. Katie, if you'd like to join us, we're now just doing a yin sequence. You're welcome to come in and place your mat.
I'll just wait for a
second. Thank you. Help yourself now to an upright, bringing your legs to the left side, your hands forward. We're gonna come into sleeping swan. So as you inhale, take the right leg behind the back, lift the heart. So you should feel nice and open in the back now, yeah? Draw your shoulder blades together. Hug the knee into the chest, round the spine, and then bring your knee just behind your right wrist, tucking your toe. Bringing your back leg back, the flesh away from your right sit bones. Come onto a blocker cushion to keep the hips even. And then place one hand to the inner knee, one hand to the inner foot. And as you push into the inner thigh, inner knee, inner foot, take the shoulders back, lift the heart, tuck your back toe. Big, nice inhale here. And then exhale, we're slowly gonna find our way into a forward fold. So left arm, right arm, take your head onto stacked fists or a block, top of the foot rests. And we love this pose so much. This is the quintessential pose for letting go. The first half of our class, we focused on building strength and energy, bringing awareness to our heart center, to our mind center, and now we're coming into the low body.
breath, find the mantra. Inhale, let. Exhale, go.
Take this pose just a little bit deeper. We'll walk ourselves up to our fingertips. Walk our fingertips over to the left-hand side. And then we'll just roll over our right hip. I'm kind of thinking of this as like juicing the hip. So pushing into your hands to get deeper into that right hip. Beautiful, guys. Then we're gently gonna come back and fold. Wiggle your way a little bit deeper into the pose if you feel that you've created space. And then deeply become aware of the breath. Feel the aliveness of the breath as it moves through you. And let's take our last three full breaths in stillness. Fingertips walk to an upright. Tuck your back toe to draw your back knee in, and then pushing in your hands, come to either a seated pose on your heels or child's pose. Always we allow ourselves this moment of integration to reflect and notice the benefits of the practice. But notice that this is also a moment where people tend to lose presence and get distracted, and see if you can keep your eyes closed the whole time. And now we come into our second side. So gently walk the hands forward. Lengthen left leg behind you. Lift the foot, lift the heart, energize. Enjoy the openness of your back now after all of those bow poses. And then round the spine as you hug the knee in, taking the knee behind the wrist. Wiggle your foot back. Wiggle the flesh away from the sit bone. Beautiful, guys. Hand to the inner knee, the inner thigh, the hand to the inner arch of the foot, and as you push in to these points of contact, look up, draw the shoulder blades back. Some of us might like to tuck our toe and energize the back leg. So we're not pushing on the knee itself, we're just above the knee on the inner thigh. Last big inhale breath here. And then exhale, slowly find your way into the sleeping swan pose. Resting on your forearms, your stacked fists, your block, your cushion. And take a few moments to wiggle into your pose, and then I invite you into stillness.
Keep your face nice and soft and keep the mantra flowing.
Inhale, let.
And exhale, go. Onto the fingertips, walking your fingers over to the right and juicing over your left hip,
just rocking your hip. Coming back to center, deepening into the pose, and we'll take our last few breaths in a forward fold. Notice if you're fidgeting or distracting. Notice if you're looking outside of yourself or if you're looking within. Just notice your relationship to this moment. We'll take our last three full breaths here. And then we'll find our way back into our resting pose, our integration pose. Tuck your back toe to draw your back leg in and keep your eyes closed. Keep your awareness fully present with the transition. So this is a popular time to opt out and go for the water bottle, or the invitation is to just stay present. Your breath is always there with you to anchor you into the present moment. For those of us in child's pose, we'll come all the way to an upright. Taking your hands on either side of your body, bring your hips to one side, slowly drawing your legs forward and come all the way onto the back. Taking the toes up to the sky. Now, option one is that we stay here, or maybe we bring a cushion or a block underneath our hips. Option two is going to be a plow pose. So we lift the hips up, take the toes behind the head, rock the shoulders underneath the back. Maybe supporting our low back with our hands, fingers to the sky, or maybe interlacing your hands on the mat. Some of us might bend our knees, bringing our knees to our forehead. And once we have found our asana, then we find stillness. So find a place where you're comfortable and you can close your eyes and go in.
keep your face nice and soft. Remembering that this pose is part of the royal family in asana. So we're nourishing all of our muscles, all of our organs and glands, pardon me. Take our knees on either side of our ears. Maybe you're rocking your shoulders underneath deeper. Notice if the mind is floating into the future or into the past, and see if you can stay present with the breath here. Stay present with this flowing sensation of energy from the base of your being to those upper chakras, nourishing your heart, nourishing your throat, the center of your expression and creativity. Nourishing the third eye center, this point of consciousness and intuition. Enjoy your last three full breaths here in our inversion. And then slowly, vertebrae by vertebrae, we gently lower down onto the mat. Slowly lowering the legs all the way down the mat, using your core muscles. And taking a moment here in this Shavasana shape to feel the benefits of the practice. Again, keeping your stillness. Bring your feet together and your knees wide in a butterfly. Your hands can rest on the earth or come to your belly and your heart, or you can hold your elbows above the head. And then slowly, one leg at a time, you'll move your body into Shavasana.
we travel the endless corridors of our mind until one day we find a pathway that leads us to our heart. Who you truly are has nothing to do with your personality, your achievements, your successes, nor your failures. The you think you are is an actor, playing a role that your soul has chosen. The essence of you is soul, or light, with no beginning, no end. You are an eternal spark of pure creativity, unlimited potential that yearns to be expressed or fulfilled. Your potential is your destiny. It awaits your call. Trust your heart. Apply its love and wisdom to all you do. In this way, all you create or do will be a true expression of your soul. It's through expressing your truth that you create things of lasting value. Be true to you. A message of love from the Gaia Oracle. Thank you. And let a soft smile wash across your heart and your face. And bringing to mind one last time that intention that you set for our practice. And then drawing your hands into your smiling heart. And bowing to this great teacher of ours, this heart, the earth. Namaste. Thank you guys so much. What a beautiful practice. We are so grateful to have had you here. Thank you so much for the gift of your presence. Find us online, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and on our website at pureflow.yoga. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next time.